Good morning. It is 10 o'clock, February 3rd, 2025. I call this meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to order. I'm Randy Christman, joined by Commissioner Sherry Haugenhofer and Commissioner Jill Kringstad. So we have a quorum. Before we start off with anything else, would you please join me in standing and pledging our allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and I don't have any opening comments other than to point out that it looks like a pretty short agenda today, so lunch plans may not be ruined by a long meeting here. Commissioner Haugenhofer, did you have any?
No, I do not.
Opening comments, Commissioner?
None for me either. Thank you.
Okay, then we can move right into the agenda. There are two items on the consent calendar. I move approval of those plus the previous minutes.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
And that brings us to the last agenda item of the day. Commissioner Haugenhofer.
I move the commission adopt the order in Montana Dakota Utilities Company Electric Service Agreement Amendment Approval, case number PU-24-332.
Second.
On September 5th, MDU filed an amendment to their electrical service agreement that MDU entered into with Applied Digital Corporation that was originally approved by the commission on May 23rd, 2024, in that case number PU-23-322. The amendment increased the amount of electrical service that Applied can take from MDU from 225 megawatts to 350 megawatts. And then to extend the expiration date to August 31st, 2030. On the 22nd, we did issue a notice of opportunity, and we received no requests. Then on December 6th, MDU filed an updated data center load study with the commission, which was greatly appreciated and reviewed. And then on January 14th, 2025, we did have an informal with MDU. I've gone through the amendment increases from 225 megawatts to 350 and extending that service area agreement till, again, repeating August 31st, 2030. MDU estimates that the average residential customer using 800 kilowatt per month would save approximately $196 to almost $198 per year when Applied is operating at the full 350 megawatt capacity. Having reviewed this, I am in support, recommend approval of this electric service area agreement.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
Just to clarify and make sure my memory's right, because this is a great plan, I think, but I don't want to cause expectations to get too high too fast. Like the nearly $200 a year savings for the average residential, that's probably a few years down the line.
Right. They're at full capacity. Yeah,
currently their crypto part is, I think, as I recall, returning about four, or saving the average customer about four, and this will incrementally increase
right
to that. Okay. I didn't want people to think that this is coming on their
tomorrow
next bill. But still, not to downplay it either. I mean, we argue around up here over a dollar a month average, impacts on various topics. And to think of almost $200 a year, you know, almost $18 a month, lowering of rates is amazing. It just almost always feels too good to be true.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
That ends my portfolio.
And it ends all of ours. And really, but the only announcement, there's nothing specific coming up real soon that I think people would want to know about. But the next regular commission meeting is February 19th on a normal Wednesday at 10 o'clock. So nothing eventful there. With that, we'll stand in recess and take some questions from the press.
So I have the...